I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Back-to-back tropical storms dumped rainfall on Cambodia last month. The resulting flooding killed 42 and destroyed over 150,000 homes. Now, the United Nations is calling for $9 million in aid, hoping to care for those most vulnerable. Greg Kelly says World Mission's providing the survivors with food, shelter, clothing, and mosquito nets. All of these products will save lives, even the mosquito nets. As people lose their homes, they become vulnerable to malaria. Kelly also describes the impact of this ministry.
Half of these people, and this was around 300 people in one instance, became followers of Jesus because our partners, as they're distributing this aid, they're sharing the gospel message. And half of the people, half of them from unreached people groups, received Jesus just because they were so touched by the expression of love.
And more than 3 months after the Beirut port explosion, schools are still struggling to rebuild. According to UNESCO, the explosion affected about 70 public and 50 private schools in and around Beirut. The Lebanese Society for Educational and Social Development has been working with schools to restore buildings and provide stability. Wissam Nasrallah with LSESD says,
"We believe that education is one of the most important assets for our country. As an organization that is dedicated to education, we felt our role in the aftermath of the explosion, amongst other things, is to help schools get back on their feet."
In addition to repairs on their own facilities, LSESD is helping four other schools in Beirut renovate theirs. Nasrallah asks prayer for restoration efforts, but especially wisdom and strength for the leaders at the schools. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.